Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Podcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. How about that? Yay! How about that? Yes, I am. And I praise God for that on today. I was reading yesterday in the nursing home and talking, and one of the scriptures that I read, it was talking about our boast and how that our boasting, it should be in the Lord. So I boast in the Lord on today for his goodness, for his kindness, for his mercy, for his grace. I boast in him on today, and it makes me mighty glad that I can boast in the Lord because I'm standing on God's mighty word. I'm standing on his word, and I thank God for that on today because I am living my journey of purpose. I am doing those things that God has given me to do on his program. He's my employer. What about you? What about you on today? Who's your employer? Are you doing those things that God has given you to do? Well, we can talk about that later if you'd like. But I am a practicing believer, practicing living the Word of God. And I say it this way, I practice the God habit. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. If I practice what God's word say that I should do and how I should be and who I am, well, then the other, hey, I don't have to worry about that. So I praise and I magnify God for being here with you on today, and I'm so glad that you have joined me. Yes, that you've joined me here today to talk about strength. Woo! Strength. And how many of us need strength on today? And how many of us know where that strength comes from? Strength to hold on and out. To hold out until our change comes. We want to hold on and hold out till our change comes. Strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thanking God for strength on today because that's what we are standing on the word for on today, for strength to hold on and to hold out. All right, then. So I thank you again for joining me, and let's have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this topic on today. talking about strength to hold on and out, to hold out. Thank you, Lord. So bring your minds in on today. Bring your minds in and let's think on strength on today. Let's bring our minds to strength. If you know that you need strength on today for whatever you're going through, for whatever you have encountered, whatever you need from God, in the name of Jesus, we need strength to hold on and to hold out, to wait on the Lord, to wait on God. So come go with me. So bring your minds in. Don't put everything else out of your mind. Don't think about that. But let's just think about the strength that the Lord is going to give us while we pray and while we go through here. All right? Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we praise you and we magnify you for right now. Right now, strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen our minds, oh God. Strengthen our bodies, oh God. Strengthen our ways of doing things, Lord. Strength today, God, in the name of Jesus. We first come asking that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way, God. If we said, if we thought, if we acted, oh God, in any way that was displeasing to you, Lord, please today, forgive us, God. If we've not done what we're supposed to do, God, if we're not working on your program like we should, God, in the name of Jesus, if we've not accepted our calling, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we know that we should, we know that you've called us, God, to do whatever you have for us to do on your program, Lord. Forgive us if we have not stepped out, God, in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. Thank you that we're so blessed of you, God, in all that we do, Lord. We are blessed. Blessed as we go out, Lord. We're blessed as we be out, God. And then we're blessed as we come in again, Lord. Nobody but you, God. Nobody but you, God. Thank you for your protection, God, in the name of Jesus. In that 91 Psalms, oh God, says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And then we can say of you, Lord, that you are refuge, you are fortress, you're our God, you are strength in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you right now for it, God. Thank you for your angels, oh God, that you've encamped around us, God, to keep us through sickness, from sickness, all hurt, harm, and danger. And we magnify you for it right now, God. We thank you that we're taking our dose of medicine, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 4:22, God, that says in your name, God, that life and health, thank you, Lord Jesus, it is in our flesh. Life and health, because we're taking our dosage of the word in your name today, God. And we magnify you, God, for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know our needs. You know what everyone stands in the need of today, God. And Father, I touch and agree with my sisters and my brothers, oh God, for whatever that need is, Lord. You said over in Mark 11:24, whatsoever we desire, that when we pray, believe that we receive it and we shall have it. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for it right now, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We have it. We receive it right now, God. And we thank you that you look out for your word, God, to perform it. And we magnify you for your word today. Thank you for strength, God. Strength, Lord Jesus, those inside braces for outside pressures, oh God, and we magnify you for it right now. Strength to hold on and to hold out, God, in your most holy name, and we thank you for it right now, God. We ask that you would save, God, on today. Send somebody, God, in the name of Jesus, to that backslider, to that man, woman, boy, girl that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. Send somebody to testify of your goodness, oh God, that they may taste and see, God, how good you are, God. In the name of Jesus, to share the good news about you, Lord. Now, Father, would you walk up and down those hospital corridors, God, today? Walk in those rooms, oh God. Heal, deliver, and set free, God. Go in the homes of your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, and rescue them, God. Arrest them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Now, would you look on your bishops, God, your elders, God, your ministers, your missionary, your lay people, God, and encourage them, God, to get a word done, God, to get a word done, God, in the name of Jesus. Time is almost out, God, and help us to be about your business, God, the business of the Lord, and we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and we bless your holy name on this broadcast today. Thank you for it, God. Thank you for out, for a means to encourage your people on today, God. Thank you for giving me encouragement, God, to do that, Lord. Thank you for bringing me from where you brought me from, God, that I want to do a job on your program. I magnify you, God. And I give you all the glory and all of the praises. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. We thank you for direction today on this broadcast, God, in our lives, God. Direction, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, of you, of your word, God. Hallelujah, God. We magnify you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And amen. Amen, amen, amen. We magnify God for prayer on today, for prayers always in order. The scripture said men ought to always pray and never faint. So it's no time for fainting. But it's time to put on strength and walk in the way of the Lord. Whatever the Lord is giving in this hour, thank you, Lord Jesus, whatever he's doing in this hour, I don't want him to forget about me. Yes, I want strength to hold on and to hold up. What about you on today? Strength comes from God. Strength comes from his word. Strength comes from meditating in the word of God. So we are so encouraged today to share with you, strength. Take a hold. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Receive strength on today. Receive strength. I magnify God for the broadcast on today. And if you need a motivational encourager to come where you are and to encourage people at your event, you can email me or you can message me. My email address is mgreen60818@yahoo.in. You can also send me a message on my webpage, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. You can go there, and you can also leave your prayer request. If you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website and you can leave that request right there. You also can check out my books that are on my webpage. Just go up on the products and punch on them, and you can go right to Amazon and order them if you would like. And if you have a testimony that you would like to share, maybe the Lord has strengthened you and you feel so blessed and you've been wanting to share that burning up to share what the Lord, what the Lord has done. We want to boast in the Lord. My boast is in the Lord, and I magnify God. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for strength on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I want to share with you that strength, the strength of the Lord. So, but you can call me at 347-850-8928. And I am live and in living color for the next 12 minutes. So you can call, and if you take up all the 12 minutes, you are welcome to it. Because strength is what we are talking about today, to hold on and to hold out. And if God has done that, is doing that for you, I want to hear about it. I know he's doing it for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's strengthening me. Thank you, God. We have prayer each morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And I magnify God for that because it is strengthening me. And I thank God that I'm doing it because I'm looking for him to help me. Yes, I don't have to go to nobody else. I can go to God, and God will send somebody to come by and help. So I praise God today for strength to hold on and to hold out. Yes, strength to hold on and to hold out. In a world where nothing gives strength, not even food. Do you know that the foods that we eat, they are no longer the same? They no longer give the nourishment that it once did? Yes, the foods that we eat, taken to our bodies, that we just love because they taste so good. But no nourishment. Ain't that something? But you know, there is nourishment in the Word of God, and you will grow strong in the Lord. Strength comes from God. It's in his word. Eat that word. You're talking about some soul food. Woo! It's in the word of God. And you will gain strength. Strength. That's what we need today in this world. We need strength. But we can't get it. We can't find it in our foods. Negativity is rampant. People are so negative. You can't share with them things like you used to do and get encouragement about it. All you want, people want to give you is negativity. And there's no strength in that. No strength. Only through the word of God can we gain strength. True friends, they are few, if any, today. Hard to find, yes, but there is no friend like Jesus. Woo! No friend like the mighty Jesus. We can get strength from his friendship, from lying before him, from being in his presence. We put on strength. Strength to be able to face the day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to be able to go through, to hold on, and to hold out for whatever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for whatever we go through. Now, strength is defined as the quality or state of being strong. And you know, he says that when we are weak, because we have Christ in our life, we are strong. But it's not this strong in the flesh, but it's strong in our spirit because we put on, we dress in the Word of God. That's my new book titled, Dressing in God's and go in and dress in our whatever, our outfits. Well, we need to dress in the Word of God. Dress in His Word so that we put no strength. So when we go out of the house, sometime before you can get out of the house, thank you, Lord Jesus, you need prayer. You need to go into prayer. You need to practice it. For practice makes perfect. Practicing to bow down before the Lord before you leave out of the house. So it's strength. It's strength. So that's what strength is, as the quality or state of being strong. The capacity for exertion or endurance. Don't we need to endure? We need to be able to endure because we've got to wait on God in His time. So we've asked Him and we've given it to Him. Now we got to wait on Him to manifest it. So we need some endurance. We need some endurance, power to resist force. Ooh, don't we need that? Power to resist the enemy. He said we have to submit to God first, though. We've got to put on some strength. We've got to submit to God. Put on that strength, and then we can resist the devil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we've got to put on that strength to be able to do it. Toughness. We've got to have that toughness. We've got to stand on the Word of God. I remember the late missionary Monroe used to say, we've got to have that dogmatic, I can't think of the other word that she would say. But we've got to be tough, and we've got to be strong in the Lord. So power of resisting attacks only through the Word of God, because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we've got to put on strength. Woo! Put it on. Put it on. Walk around in it. See how it feels to you, the strength of the Lord. We've got to put it on because we're living in the last days. We're living in evil times. You just heard today about the shooting, even on the ball field. You know, so we don't know. We don't know. But put on strength so that when the Lord do call our names, that we will be ready. Not getting ready, but we've got to be ready. So we praise God that we're putting on strength on today. Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Be strong. Put on strength. So that we can be strong in what the Lord say. What does He say in His Word about us? Who do He say that we are? Be strong in who we are in the Lord. Who He say that we are. Thank you, Lord. We're His children. We're heirs. And we're joint heirs with Jesus. We're children of the kingdom of God. Put on strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Put on strength on today. This is not our home. This is not home. Put on strength. So be strong in the Lord. I woke up one morning, and it was as though the Lord had been sitting at my bed. And as soon as I opened my eyes, that's what He told me. He said, be strong in the Lord. And then He told me, all is well. All is well. We need our relationships with God. We need that. We need to be strong in the Lord. We need our relationship so that we can hear from the Lord. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Those whose hope is in God. Maybe you've been weak. Maybe you got weak and you need some strength. If you're hoping in the Lord, today is your day for your strength to be renewed. Be renewed in strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your anointing of this program on today, Lord. That strength be renewed in your people, oh God, as they have those listening ears. Thank you, God. Faith, it comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hear the word. Hear God's word and put on strength. If you're hoping in the Lord on today, strength be renewed to you in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that right now, God. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Put on strength today. Put on strength. Put on strength. And then you can soar like wings. On wings like an eagle. You can walk and you can run, not be weary and not be faint. But you got to put on the strength. The strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And the strength of the Lord is my joy. Mark 12 and 30 say, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength, with everything that's within us. Thank you. We've got to love God so that we put on this strength that we need, the strength that we need to endure as a good soldier. We've got to endure until the Lord comes and takes us home. Our eternal home. So we've got to put on strength. We've got to keep strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why it's important daily that we die daily. Take off that old man and put on the new man in strength. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10 says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. God's strength. When we are weak, yet are we strong because we have him. We are made perfect in him. Therefore, I will boast. There we go. I will boast all the more gladly about my sake. For God's, for my sake. Because for what God is doing. I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about it. All about it. And he will answer and give us what to do. Psalms 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge and strength. And even a present help in the time of trouble. Isn't that just like God? Psalm 28, 7 and 8 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Oh, listen at God talking to you. He's our strength. Psalms 118 and 14 said, the Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. The prayer is that, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. Ephesians 3 and 16. In Jesus' name, amen. Until the next time, hold out in the Lord. Bye-bye now.